With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Israel says that it's carried out an airstrike that killed a senior Hezbollah military official in a densely populated southern neighborhood of the Lebanese capital. It was the deadliest such attack on Beirut in years. President Biden says the U.S. will keep pushing efforts to ease tensions along with the Israeli border with Lebanon.
We're continuing to try to do what we've tried from the beginning, to make sure that both the people in northern Israel as well as southern Lebanon are able to go back to their homes and go back safely. And the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, our whole team is working in the intelligence community to try to get that done. We're going to keep at it till we get it done, but we've got a way to go.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Ed Donahue reports Kamala Harris spoke in Georgia about abortion and health threats from restrictive bans.
Vice President Kamala Harris blasted former President Donald Trump as a threat to women's freedoms and their very lives. In battleground state Georgia, Harris pointed out the state allows abortions in early pregnancy only if it's to save the mother's life.
A doctor, a health care provider, will only kick in to give the care that somebody needs if they're about to die?
She told the story of Amber Thurman, who decided to have an abortion when she became pregnant again. She waited for more than 20 hours at a hospital for a routine medical procedure.
But it was too late. She died of sepsis.
Harris says Thurman's future was all planned out. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Authorities say a judge in rural Kentucky County was shot and killed at the local courthouse Thursday. The local sheriff was charged in the shocking slaying. The governor said the judge was fatally shot in his chambers, and police said the sheriff opened fire following an argument. State police say District Judge Kevin Mullins was hit multiple times in the shooting. The judge was pronounced dead at the scene. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A new measure of Christian suffering in Africa. SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to Open Doors, more than 16 million believers have been driven from their homes by persecution across sub-Saharan Africa. Muslim terrorists are to blame for the problem, which has seen families flee their villages for life in squalid refugee camps, a situation that can persist for years. Aside from those who have been displaced, hundreds of thousands of Christians have been murdered by various terrorist groups operating in multiple countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is barring therapists from helping minors abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The Democratic governor calls it a necessary step to, quote, protect children. Beshear used executive powers to get around the legislature after Republican lawmakers defeated efforts to prohibit the practice via legislation. The order also makes it illegal to use state or federal funds for conversion therapy. Nearly half of the country of the District of Columbia have prohibited the use of conversion therapy. This is SRN News. AM radio is one step closer to being required in all new vehicles sold in America. Tayshia Stevens has more.
The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act passed out of the House Energy and Commerce Committee Wednesday by a bipartisan vote. The act now goes to the full House to be scheduled for debate. Supporters say keeping AM radio in cars is vital, not just for news and entertainment, but for safety information in the event of an emergency. Auto manufacturers have increasingly been eliminating AM from late model vehicle dashboards, using the excuse that it doesn't work with electric vehicles. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Stocks drifted around their all-time highs as a record-setting week for Wall Street closed on a quieter note. The S&P 500 edged down by 0.2% from its record on Friday, and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, meanwhile, added 38 points, or 0.1%, to its all-time set high on Thursday. FedEx dragged on the market, and profit revenue for the latest quarter fell short of analyst expectations. This is SRN News.